We want to talk tonight about the topic, Jesus healed them all. Jesus healed them all. Now, as I look at this, we look here at over in Psalm 103. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his," what? "Benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." Come on down to verse six. "The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed." Now again, we're talking about Jesus healed them all. And the idea about it is you have to go back to, I at least go back to the Old Testament, and go back to the covenant that God made with Abraham. And when he made that covenant with Abraham, he blessed Abraham. And he said, "I'll bless them that bless you, and I'll curse them that curse you, and through you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." Now, over in chapter 24 of Genesis, it says something about Abraham. Let's go over there. Genesis chapter 24. Genesis chapter 24. This is a very simple scripture, but it really says a whole lot. It says in verse 1, "And Abraham was old and well stricken in age. And the Lord had blessed Abraham in" what? "All things." Now, all things not only includes money, but includes his own physical well-being. That God wants us to live long and strong. Say amen to this. I even go back to Moses' life. And here is Moses, the Bible talks about him. And he, the Bible says, let's go to Deuteronomy, please. And let's go over to Deuteronomy in verse 34. That's the last chapter in the book of Deuteronomy, verse 34. Amen. In Deuteronomy chapter 34 and verse 7, it says, "And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, neither his natural forces abated." Now, somewhere in the scriptures, I heard that God is no respecter of persons. Are you with me here? So we're seeing here that this scripture of God wanting us to be blessed not only spiritually, meaning that we receive eternal life, but he also wants us to be blessed physically, in that he wants us to have good health. Let's verify that again. Let's go over to 1 John, please. Pardon me, 3 John. 3 John. This is the will of God now. This say will of God. This is the will of God. In 3 John, and look at 3 John in chapter 1, number 1 chapter there. "And the elder to the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest" what? "Prosper and be in" what? "Health, even as I so prosper." Prosper and be in health. Now, it's interesting how God's will is for us to be healthy. That's his will. And if you go over and look with me over in 2 Corinthians and chapter 12, sometimes what happens is people use these kinds of scriptures and they try to impart what I call unbelief or doubt as to whether God will do what he says. Well, when you look at Peter and Peter walking on the water at the command of Jesus, notice he looked away from Jesus and the next thing you know, he began to sink. And when he began to sink, Jesus came and he called for Jesus and Jesus rescued him. And Jesus said, "Oh, Peter, why did you doubt? How is it that you have such little faith?" Or whatever have you. But the idea about it is doubting came in and doubting stopped the supernatural working of the power of the Word of God. Doubt, just 1 ounce of doubt. Notice what the enemy did. He came to Eve and said, "Now, did God really say?" Just to put a morsel of doubt in her mind. So one of the things that I believe, and God said, shared this with me, he said, "Son," I was talking about church growth. He said, "Son, if you just get the hindrances out, it'll grow like wildfire." Now, isn't that something? See, he didn't tell me I needed to do a lot of new, big, creative things and go down the 3 church growth conferences and so forth. He told me just get the hindrances out. And I really believe that it's like the sun shining on the earth. You can stand out in that sun, but you can get something and put it up there and block the sun from shining on you. And I believe God's healing power is radiating towards his church. But the enemy has set up blocks for us to receive. Say amen. You follow what I'm saying? To this thing. Now, I want to show you that in just a minute, but let me read this first. He says this, and this is Paul. Now, Paul had an experience of going up to the third heaven here and experiencing God. So he said, verse 4, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Now that lawful for a man to utter, I remember when I was asleep one time, I was in Minneapolis, we had started the church there, and I remember that I heard a name, and I knew it was my name, and I heard this name, and I was somewhere between sleep and awake. I was not solid sleep, I was not awake, but I was in this transition, and I knew that was God speaking, and gave me this name, and I said, "Okay, I'm going to pronounce that name soon as I wake up, and I woke up, and couldn't even, it was gone. And I believe that that's what he's saying, it wasn't lawful to utter. You can't utter it with the flesh. It's beyond that. Okay, all right, praise the Lord. And so he said, of such, verse 5, and one I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For that infirmity is not do with sickness now. It's talking about the things that the body cannot achieve itself, the weaknesses of the body. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to do what to me? Buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my what? Grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in what? Weakness. Now this is kind of interesting here, because people have taken this verse and said the thorn that Paul had was, it was a sickness, it was eye disease, it was, he had some kind of sexual disease, he had something, they gave Paul some kind of, and they use this and say, well, if God did that with Paul, you know, what would he do to you? You know, every now and then he had to put something on you to teach you something. And so I'm only saying, I don't care what you think, we can say, hallelujah, I believe I'm a millionaire, but in our spirits is an image of poverty. You got what I'm saying? I'm saying we can say we don't have any condemnation, but in our spirits, we're still in that image of what we did 15 years ago. It's still in there and is keeping us from believing the word of God so that we can agree with God, the spirit, soul, and body. You follow what I'm saying? I'm just saying this is what we want to do. We want to use the word and root out all of the things that would hinder you from receiving your healing, because healing belongs to you. Say, healing belongs to me. Say, health belongs to me. All right, there's another one over here in the book of Job. Come on back over here to Job, please. Okay, Job, the book of Job. And look here at Job, if you will, in chapter 1. Now, Job was an interesting man, that he, the Bible says, was the greatest man in the East. He was very wealthy, and he, you know, busy trying to pray for his kids. And verse 6, it says, verse 1, chapter 1, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said to Satan, whence cometh thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said to Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? And there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for naught? Has not you made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side, that has blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land? Now Satan is running all this down to God. So he's had his eye on Job for some time, because now Job is rising up to a point where Job is an influence to the whole region over there. So Satan's got to do something with him. You follow what I'm saying? So he got Job in fear about his kids and so forth, and some things not only came in on his kids, but came in on Job. He got sick himself. Look at Job chapter 3, please, and chapter 3 and verse 25. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come to me. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came. So worry and heaviness opened the door to sickness and disease, and fear opened the door to Satan coming in, not only attacking his family, not only stripping him of his business, but also taking his health and so forth. And so here's Job. He said, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, the Lord gave it to him, but the Lord sure didn't take it away. So I'm just saying, it's interesting how things can be preached or taught to us. You know, it's interesting, if you let a garden stay there, right there, and grow, and don't tend to it, what will grow in it? Weeds. Notice no fruit will grow automatically. No tomatoes will automatically spring up. But weeds everywhere. And the reason why is because the earth is under a curse. You follow what I'm saying? So you and I have to do battle with that. We have to do maintenance on our system. We have to do maintenance on our minds and our subconscious, and keeping us understanding the grace and the goodness of God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgiveth all your iniquities, come on, and heals all your diseases. Notice what we got here, a double cure. Not only did he forgive you, but he healed you. Isn't that wonderful? Not only did he forgive you, but he healed you. Folks, I really believe. E.W. Kenyon, I was reading some of the history of his church. He didn't have a sick person in that church for over something like 30 years. 30 years. Not a sick person. Now, God is no respecter of E.W. Kenyon. Say amen to this. Not one sick one. Now, one of the things that I think he majored on is this subject called righteousness. It's called righteousness. See, you're not righteous because of the goody-goody way you act. You're righteous because of the nature you just got. And because God has given you his nature, you have become righteous. And if you know who you are in righteousness, that righteousness will rise up in you and make you bold as a lion concerning your rights as a believer in the earth, even though it's cursed. You have rights to stay healed.
That's right.
You got what I'm saying? You have rights for your situations always to work for the good. You have rights that anything that come against you will be coming against God himself. You have rights that your children be saved, because the Bible says if you get saved, he'll save your house. So I got rights. Are you following what I'm saying? And the spirit and that righteousness helps you to stand on your rights. See, because other than that, the enemy will try to inundate you with voices. And it, without spiritual maturity, it's hard to separate the voice of the enemy.
Right. Amen.
It's hard. I've got some teaching on it. I'm telling you. So God has done some things for you. He has not only saved you, but he has healed you. And healing belongs to you just like salvation does. And if you want to get saved, I remember we were in Minnesota. And we invited one of the people who was with the computer company I was with and invited her to a service. And she came to the service and she was sitting way in the back. And I was up there and I was going through the preliminaries because we had just opened the service and so forth. And I heard some little rustling, you know, in the back there, a little, he's busy talking. So I said, okay, we're having service in the YMCA. And I said, excuse me, I said, something wrong? And she put her hand up and said, I want to be saved. And here, watch me. Okay, all right, well, we're going to take care of that in just a few minutes. Let's we want to get to these announcements and so forth and so on like this first. She put her hand back up. And what did she say, baby?
I want to get saved.
She said, I want to get saved right now.
Hey.
Now, wasn't that God trying to teach me something here? As a brand new preacher here, I'm trying to put her salvation off for a few minutes. God doesn't put your salvation off nor your healing off for 1 minute. Say amen to this. So you don't have to wait till next week to be healed. He'll heal you right now, just like he'll save you right now, because both of them were done at the same time, right on that cross at Calvary. He did everything. Say amen to that. So I'm learning some lessons. I remember another time, and we were in our apartment, and that's when we were starting our church. We started in our own apartment, and they were there and everything, and I started talking about baptism and Jesus' name and all this. And one of the people said, what keeps me from being baptized right now? I said, water. We're in this apartment building here. And she said, wait a minute. She said, don't you have a pool down in the basement or wherever there was, the pool was, it was in the building, and a swimming pool. I said, yeah, but that's some people's pool. That's not my pool. She said, no, I want to be baptized right now. I said, dog, man, I'm telling you. You follow what I'm saying? She had brought her swimming suit. Now, what I got to do? I got to suit up. I mean, I can't deny salvation. Am I right about it? We went on down there, and I took them saints down there. Man, I'm telling you, I said, well, now, I just got to shake off embarrassment, shake off all of that, because these folk, I got to do what I got to do. So we went down there at one end of the pool, and the people looking, and I'm down there baptizing this sister. Now, Jesus healed them all. Now, one person left his meeting still sick. He healed them all. I'm going to show you that. Not one person. You see, he had to build in a way that they would receive, because it was already done by the Father. But the problem was with the receiver. Y'all ever had a radio, you can't get that station quite clear? Problem ain't with the station. It's sending out the signal. That's why he sung in the song, receive, believe, and receive. The healer is in the house. I know he is, because the Bible says where two on earth, two are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Jesus is here. He's here. Say amen to this. And I like that scripture about he's here, because not only is he here, but turn to Hebrews chapter 13. Oh, I got some stories, man, I'm telling you. Sister said, I want to be saved. I said, okay. I said, let me finish these announcements, and then we're going to do a song by Sister So-and-so. So she said, no, I want to be saved right now. I said, no, this kind of interrupted my flow here. Tradition really will mess you up. You know that? Okay. All right. I'm being transparent now. I'm just letting you know what the deal is. Amen. Okay, look at Hebrews. In Hebrews chapter 13, here's what it says. And this is chapter 13 and verse 8. Jesus Christ, come on, the same. Come on. Yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same. I said, he's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Let me show you another one. Let's go to Mark's gospel. Mark, please, in Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1. Are you there? Okay, in Mark chapter 1, let's look at verse 40. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou will, thou can make me clean. Watch this. And Jesus moved with what? Compassion. What's another name for compassion? Love. He put forth his hand and touched him, and said unto him, what? I will, come on. Be thou clean. Now, notice what the man asked, and let me just read verse 42 to complete the thought. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. Now, as soon as he spoke, as soon as he spoke, as soon as he spoke. Here's what he said, if thou will, thou can make me clean. So what was this leper's issue? Was this leper's issue whether God could make him clean? His issue was what? Whether God would make him clean. The will of God. And I think that's other people's issue as well. Could and will. Somebody asked a question sometime. I heard a man on TV. He said, people say, you know, can I go with you? Or, you know, he said, I don't know. Can you? Because that's not the right word to use there. The word is, may I? That's two different words. So it's kind of interesting about this. God can heal you. They know that. And I don't think anybody in here doubts the fact that God can heal you. The issue is, will he? Well, I got good news for you. He healed you 2,000 years ago. Jesus expressed the will of God. That's what he was. He was a walking will of God. He was showing you the heart of God. He said, when you see me, you've seen the Father. So he did it 2,000 years ago. He healed you. Now, this is all of us. We've done it. We are the redeemed, folks. We have been redeemed from the what? curse of the law. He was made a curse for us. One of the curses is poverty. Another one is sickness. Another one is spiritual death. He was made that, all of that for us. Now, if he bore it, why are you going to bear it? Why would both of y'all lay up in the hospital bed? He's over there. He's bearing it for you. Then you lay over here. Oh, woe is me. And you got to bear it. Let him bear it. You get up and get out. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Now, I want you to see something that's very, very, it's kind of subtle in this particular verse. And the leprosy departed. The leprosy departed. You got what I'm saying? He touched it and said, be thou cleansed. And the leprosy departed. Let's look at Matthew chapter 8, please. Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. All right, in Matthew chapter 8, look what it says here, and this is the story around this guy who was a centurion. And look what he said in verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came one unto him, a centurion, beseeching him. He said, Lord, my servant's lying at home, sick of the palsy. He's grievously tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and do what to him? Heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. But what? Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth. To another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily, verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from me from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. And the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast what? Believe, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was what? Healed the selfsame hour. Question. Did Jesus lay hands on him? What did he do? He spoke the word. He spoke the word. So what does that tell me about sickness? One man said it like this, when you only deal with sickness as something physical, then you've missed the revelation of what sickness is. Notice, Jesus healed all of those people coming out of Egypt in one night. Or God did. Heal them. Bible said there was not one feeble one among the tribes. Now wait a minute. Now what does that tell me now? See, I'm many times, because we have been living in a fallen world, we're dealing with sickness as it's only physical. Got it? But we can go to the root of sickness and cancel the root of it. Let's go to another place and look at it. Let's go to Mark chapter 11. Are you following me so far?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, this is key to you, key for you, because it's according to your faith be it unto you.
Amen.
So I'm going to show you where oil can be used. I'm going to show you where laying on of hands can be used. But I'm showing you also where speaking the word can be used. Why? Because ultimately he wants to get you into a place where you don't need any oil, any hands, or anything but the word of God. You follow what I'm saying? So as we look at this, let's look at Mark chapter 11 now. Now, think about sickness and disease as I read this. Verse 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said to it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Let's skip all the way down to verse 19. And when evening was come, they went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, and said to him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Or have the what? God kind of faith. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he what? Saith shall come to pass. He shall have what? Whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, what? Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, the tree was dried up at the words that Jesus spoke. Where was it dried up from? The roots. What normally are the position of roots relative to the bark and the tree itself? They are underground. They are unseen. So what do the roots do for a tree? Come on, what do they do for a tree? They get the nutrients for that tree and they stabilize it and keep it in place. You got it? You ever tried to grub a stump? Well, that's all right. Let's not go into it. But my point to you is once those roots spread out, some of them are 20, feet long, and they lock on other roots. And why? So when that strong wind comes, they'll stay there. So I'm saying, suppose the tree represents disease, and suppose I tell you that the root of the disease is unseen. And the only way you're going to get to it is through faith. You got to speak the word over it. And the only way you get faith is by what? Hearing the word of God. And once you've got that word built in your believer and speak that word, then the root is broken. You follow what I'm saying? I'm saying it dried up from the root. You got to hear what I'm saying now. It's from the root, man. This is why you can get that word and get yourself healed. Because you see, you got to believe what you say is going to come to pass. This is one of the things that you got. That's that law of confession. You got to believe that, because the word, Lord have mercy. In Psalm 107 and verse 20, here's what it says. Can I take you there? Can I take you there? Come on, let's go there quickly. Psalm 107 and verse 20. Psalm 107 and verse 20. Folks, there is nothing in this earth that can stand against the word of God. I said there is nothing in this earth that can stand against the word of God. Look what it says in Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his what? Word. And what did his word do? It healed them and did what to them? It delivered them from their destructions. The word does the work. The word does the work. When you lay hands on the sick, you're only fulfilling the word. The word does the work. Look what God does with his word. Let's go over to, where's the scripture? He watches over his word to perform it. Let's go over there. Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1. Come on, quickly. I want to finish this right quick. Jeremiah chapter 1. Let me know when you get there. I said, let me go when you get there. You see, God is taking us back to Eden. And that's where Adam used words. See, language is the original technology. And that's where he used words. Words did all the work. And look what it says here. See, we've complicated it now, man. You got to have this and that and so forth. Well, Jesus didn't have that. He just said, be healed. You follow what I'm saying? It's original technology. The reason why we're down here scrambling now, the Bible says in the last days, knowledge shall increase. Meaning that you've got the Bible. People say that the knowledge of computers is doubling every 18 months. So it's hard to even keep up with it sometimes. Why? It's working towards an end. But all you got to say is light be. You know what I mean? I'm seeing there. I got my car's got voice command. I just say, hey, call home. Everything goes through and call home. I don't have to go through. Well, let's see how to dial this. Let's see here. I just hit the button. Say, call home. So now I don't have to do all of this. The devil's in the detail. So look what it says here in verse 11. 12. No, what verse I want? Jeremiah 1:12. Then the Lord said unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Let me show you another. Turn to Numbers chapter 23. Numbers chapter 23. Amen. Amen. Now, what did Moses do with the rock at first when God wanted him to get water out of rock? What did he have to do with it? What did he have to do with the rock? Come on, somebody. He had to strike that rock, didn't he? Did water come out? Yeah, I'm talking about water that somebody said millions of gallons a day. So this water come out of this rock. Now, when God moved him on, he told him the next time to do what to the rock? Speak to it. Speak to it. See, God increases us. Say amen to that. There is time that God's mercy in His, He wants you to, you need all, you need this and that, and nothing's wrong with that, folks. We have to start somewhere. But eventually He wants to move you up to the place where you will hear the word only and believe His word and get whatever you need from God. All right, look what it says here, and this is Numbers chapter 23 and verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. He hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not do what? Make it good. Who's going to make it good? God's going to make it good. All right, let's just go back and cover a couple of these places of Jesus now. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 14, please. Matthew chapter 14. Amen. Boy, I feel myself cutting through some unbelief, too. I can feel it in the spirit. Matthew chapter 14. Come on. Have you got it? All right, look what it says here in Matthew chapter 14, and let's look at verse 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with what? Compassion toward them. And what did he do? He healed their sick. Now he's healing everybody in there. Well, I wouldn't heal her because she's living with a guy. Okay, I understand that. And the best thing is not to live with the guy if you're not married with him. But the thing of it is he's healing them all. I'm telling you, folks, the Bible says the goodness of God will bring a person to repentance. When you see how good God is, you want to move out. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm telling you, one of the biggest blocks to receiving healing from God is not unbelief, it's condemnation. Guaranteed, folks. People still thinking about what they did, and they're not worthy. Look at Matthew 15, and 15 verses 30 and 31. Look what he said, and great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and what did he do with them? He healed them, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the who to speak, dumb to speak, the maimed to be made what? Whole, and the lame to do what? Walk, and the blind to do what? See, and what did they do? Glorified the God of Israel. Let's go to Luke, please. Luke chapter 4. Jesus healed how many? If he healed them all, will he heal you? When? You mean you don't have to wait till after after testimony time? Look what it said in verse 40. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them, and what? Healed them, folks. Now he is laying hands now. Let's go to Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. And look at verse 17. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of the disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea of the coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to do what? Be healed of their diseases. So isn't it interesting? He wanted them to hear him first. Why? Why did he want them to hear? Amen. Build up faith so they could receive. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were what? Healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. Healed how many? No, how many did he heal? Now, you're telling me everybody was living perfect and upright. No. He's healing them all. Why? Because healing already belongs to you. It already belongs to you. Receive. Praise God. Whew. Let's go one more place. Let's go to Luke chapter 13, please. Luke chapter 13. You ready? Verse 10. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together and could no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity." Ooh-wee. Oh, I'm telling you, that man, he spoke with such power and authority. "Thou art loose from thine infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and did what? She glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. And he said unto the people, "There are 6 days in which men ought to work, and to them therefore come and be healed, but not on the Sabbath day." Okay, let's see the revelation here. There are 6 days that men ought to work, but not on the Sabbath day. Now, this woman got healed. Jesus laid his hand on her, spoke to her, laid his hand on her, she was healed. He's saying men ought to work. Men ought to work. Put something right there. Let's go to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. He was coming down on Jesus, talking about Jesus working on the Sabbath. He had part of it right. That this is a work. Look what it says in John chapter 14. Have you got it? Verse 10. "Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me." Come on. He does the work. And while you're over there, let's hit one more verse here. Verse 14, "If you shall ask anything in my name," come on, "I will do it." Isn't that something? Verse 13, "And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." So all you have to do is ask in whose name? Now this ask is not petition. This ask means demand. It means you speak to that devil. You speak to that disease. But whose name do you use in doing it? Jesus' name. Come on back to Luke. Look at verse 15. "And the Lord answered and said, Thou hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away watering?" In other words, if your creature needs something to drink or whatever, won't you give it to him? "Ought not this woman, being a daughter of who?" Being a daughter of who? Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath." Boy, that's a lot right there. So one thing about it, he said she was a daughter of who? Abraham. Are you the seed of Abraham? Amen. And who had bound this woman? Satan had bound this woman. And how many years was she bound? 18 years. So you might have been dealing with something for 18 years. God can still break you loose. Say amen to that. And notice she was loose from this bond on the Sabbath day. She couldn't get loose herself. She needed the power of the covenant of God to get loose. See, Satan won't just automatically let you go. That's what he told Moses about Israel. He said, Pharaoh is not going to let you go. So I'm going to have to come in and make him let you go. I'm here to tell you that disease, Satan tries to make it so them demons who trying to afflict God's people won't let him go. But this is the day of the vengeance of the Lord. This is the day of God's power. He's coming in and he's going to make Satan let you go. He's going to make whatever Satan has done to your body, to your mind, he's going to restore the years that the cankerworm has eaten and the caterpillar. He's going to undo heavy burdens. He's going to make it so there's no trace that the devil has been in your body, in your life, in your mind, in your family, because this is your day. Hey! This is the day of deliverance for God's people. Verse 17, as he said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Say amen to that. Amen. Remember, he's the same yesterday, come on, today and tomorrow. Oh, yeah, I know we got technology today. I know we've got things that you can go to hospital and they can do this and do that. But wouldn't it be much better if you wouldn't have to be concerned about health insurance and trying to debate whether the health insurance is good or bad or whatever have you. Nothing wrong with that. You can have that. But I'm just saying, wouldn't it be nice if Jesus just healed you right up in here tonight and execute judgment and justice for all that are oppressed? I'm telling you, I'm decreeing a thing right now that what you've been struggling with, you will struggle with no longer. What you've been battling with, you will battle with no longer. Your days of being in bondage to sickness and disease are over. I speak it right now. I release it into the spirit realm. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now come over to James, please, the last place. Hey, 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 hey. James. Get me that oil. Where's that oil, please? Look at James, and James chapter 5 and verse 14. Is any among you is sick? Any sick among you? Now, I want you to underline the word any. Because that's a big word right here. That means it's not supposed to be one. Is any sick among you, let him or her call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with what? Oil in the name of the Lord. And the what? Prayer of faith, keep going, shall save the sick. Now the word save there is sozo, which means deliverance. Shall save the sick. And the Lord will do what to him or her? Raise him up. And if he have committed what? Sins, what will happen? He'll be forgiven. So if what got this person in this place of sickness was some sin that they were involved in, then Jesus said, just come on in the church and call for the elders. Come on now, and let them anoint them with oil. Let me have that oil right there, please. Let them anoint them with oil. Now, this oil is symbolic of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost, and this oil, when David was given and poured this oil on him, the Spirit of the Lord came on him from that day forward and raised him from just keeping sheep to being a king over the nation. I'm talking about the oil now. I'm talking about this oil here. It looks real simple, but once it's blessed and put in the hands of the believer, this oil, where it is applied, I have seen demons vacate a whole city block And people who were selling drugs out there, when the woman put the oil down the middle of the street, they couldn't sell drugs anymore. They didn't show up and so forth. So the Holy Spirit intervenes wherever the oil is released. Say amen to that. And if it's sickness, you get healed. If it's deliverance, you get released. If it doesn't make any difference if you being harassed and so forth, even at your job, just kind of, don't tell nobody I told you this, just kind of dot a little oil around in there. I'm telling you, folks, we going to the supernatural. We not talking about natural. We going to the supernatural. Shandalabahaya. Stick your hand out to this oil. In the name of Jesus, we decree this oil is blessed. And wherever it is applied, sickness is healed, deliverance is wrought, peace is granted, and everything that been struggling with, that struggle is now over. We call this oil blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Praise God in heaven. Now, I know in the natural you say, now what could a little oil do? It's not the oil, it's the oil and your faith, and that as you apply it, that the Holy Spirit will be released to do what he has been authorized to do in this earth, and that is restore everything that's been broken, everything that's out of line with heaven, and to bring it back in line. Say amen to that. Last place, Mark chapter 16, please. See, there's nothing wrong with this, folks. I was going to take you to Mark chapter 16, but I want to take you one more place before that. Let's just go over to Acts, please. Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19. There it is, right there. So somebody after this is going to come get it. I'm not talking about the whole bottle now. You just a little dab, or do you? I said, a little dab, or do you? Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Amen. I'm going to use these two men of God here. They're going to use some of this oil. Give me another bottle. Where's another bottle? I got another bottle somewhere. Amen. Just give me another bottle. Praise God. I'm going to anoint that. We're just going to dab you.
Come on, yep.
That's all. A little dab will do you.
Yes.
I said a little dab will do you. See, I'm not trying to do something myself. Jesus said, it's the Father. I mean, he does the work, see? And that's where some people mess up. See, they're expecting. See, only thing I'm expecting is God to show up. That's all I'm doing. In the name of Jesus, I bless this oil in Jesus' name. And when the oil is dabbed on you, see, it's just a dab. You don't need but a dab. See, a lot of people, you know, sometimes you can pour it on the head. I did that before and healed a man. But you don't need, you follow what I'm saying? He just wants some representative of what's in here. Y'all with me, aren't you? Now just look, just see y'all getting, I can feel the expectancy now. I said I could feel the expectancy now. Before this, I was trying to push something out. Now I'm trying to hold back. Y'all pulling it out now, y'all. Hey, reke shi tamba sati, branda sheke breke sa, moroko setemba sita, branda tanda, hey, ho, ro sata, manake sete, woo, roko sete. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, how we doing? We doing all right? We're out of time now. Amen. Now, let me finish this. So, and we're going to dismiss, and those who need to be anointed or whatever have you, you can come up and so forth and so on. But I want to call some things out before you move. Let's go to Acts chapter 19. Have you got it? I said, have you got it? All right. This, look at what it says here. It says that, glory to God, it says verse 10, and this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. So that tells me that the anointing of God is tangible, that it can go right into a handkerchief, and you can take the handkerchief home and put it under the pillow of your unsaved husband and let him lay his head down there at night and make him get up the next morning and want Jesus in his life. Now, I'm just saying it might be somebody that you want to send a handkerchief to or give a handkerchief. Now, you got to be careful of this because people, you know, they think you doing snake oil, you know, and so forth. But my point to you is it is in the Bible. Say it is in the Bible. All right, y'all still with me? All right, look at Mark now. Mark chapter, what did I say? 16. Look what it says here in verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and do what? Preach the gospel to every creature. Somebody said, I'm not a preacher. Well, you are a reacher. So just tell them about what Jesus has done for them. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall do what? Cast out devils. They shall speak with new what? Tongue. And they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, come on, and they shall recover. So then after that, the Lord had spoken to them. He was received up to heaven and sat on the right hand of God, and they went forth and preached how many places? Everywhere. Oh, Lord have mercy. How many places? Everywhere. The Lord worketh with them and confirming his word with what? Signs following. Are y'all with me? Jesus healed them all. All. No exceptions. Nobody has to be left out. Nobody. Now, he's you're not trying to get God to do something he's not already done. The only thing he's trying to do is put you in a position to do what? Receive. Receive. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I receive.
I receive.
Lord,
Lord,
I believe.
I believe.
Lord,
Lord,
I receive.
I receive.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I realize what he said. One spoken word. Because when we speak that word, my words are spirit, full of faith, going to the root of that disease and canceling its operation. It will not grow. It will dry up. And whatever's on the surface of your skin or your body will just have to fall off. Do you hear what I'm telling you? That's the authority God wants us to walk in. So I'm going to speak and just cut some things off right now in the spirit. As I look at it here, glory to God. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Jesus came to loosen and undo the works of the devil. He said in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8, For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So I'm going to speak to some works of the devil. Jesus said about that woman, whom Satan has bound. So I'm going to speak now. And if you will, would you rise to your feet? Whosoever shall say to this mountain, I'm a whosoever. I have his name. He has given me authority in this earth. And I'm seated together with him in heavenly places. And he said, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. That means whatever we forbid to operate. And we're going to forbid these diseases that I speak to operate anymore within any person in the sound of my voice. Father, in the name of Jesus, your power is present here to heal. And in the name of Jesus, I come against and speak and cancel Alzheimer's, blindness, crippleness, kidney failure, liver disease, stage 4 cancer, HIV, post-traumatic syndrome, homosexuality, brain tumors, barrenness, mental retardation, bruises, drugs, scars, disease of the gums, disease of the eyes, disease of ears. I speak new eardrums. I speak and cut off TB, arthritis, emphysema, sickle cell, multiple sclerosis, ALS. I speak right now and forbid to operate any kinds of strokes, anything that has been impaired by a stroke to now be restored to full operation. I come against allergies, ulcers, hardening of the arteries. I speak a new heart in Jesus' name. I come against and cancel chest pains, joint pains, joint stiffness, scoliosis, bursitis, arthritis, soreness, pelvis diseases, sexual diseases, missing parts. I command you to be replaced. Damages done to emotions. I command you to be healed in the name of Jesus. We are citizens of the kingdom of Almighty God. Healing and health is our right as a citizen. And now we receive it in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no right. You have no more authority. You will not operate in this church, in these people, any longer. In Tuskegee, in Colorado, in our internet, I speak right now and cancel every disease, every infirmity. I command you to leave, to go now in Jesus' name. And Father, I release health, deliverance, healing, restoration, wholeness, new parts. I release right now all the blessing of Abraham upon your people now in Jesus' name. Father, there is not one feeble one among this tribe in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it and we call it done. Now give the Lord a shout. does she want? What does she want? What do you want? What do you want? Heal! Now, let me say this. I'm going to have the elders up here, and some of them have oil. Some of them just lay hands or whatever delivers, or you can receive it right in your chair. You don't need to come up here. Matter of fact, that's happening right now. That's happening right now. That's happening right now. I sense that's happening right now. Come on, that's happening right now. I keep hearing bones. Bones are being healed. That's happening right now. That's happening right now. Right? Come on. Over here. There's bones being healed. Right now. Glory to God. Come on. That pain. That pain. Come on out, pain. Come on out. Go. 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 In Jesus' name. Oh, yes. 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 Come on. Whoever that is, and that bone, whatever that is, that joint, whatever it is, that thing manifested, that moment, come on, right now, whoever that is, now I come out here in the name of Jesus. Come on, that's more than that. That's more than that. Come on, God's healing these joints. He's healing bones. He's healing bones. He's healing bones right now. He's healing bones. Bring me that mic. He's healing bones. He's healing bones. That bone's being healed. That bone's being healed. That bone's being healed. Woo! That is, sister. That's it. That bone's being healed. That bone's being healed. Come on. Hit the glory in here now. Hit the glory in here now. Hit the glory in here now. These are people that's already been healed. I'm not calling for people who need healing. I'm saying these people that already been healed. These people that's already been healed. That bones that's been healed. That bone, don't come up here for healing now. I ain't called you yet. I'm saying these people that been healed. You got healed. You got healed. You got healed. Come on, give the Lord a praise, because we seeing a manifestation of the sons of God. Of the sons of God. Just stand right there. Of the sons of God. Come on, that's what I'm talking about. See, it's healing in the house. Jesus is in the house. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bones being healed. Bones being healed. Joints healed. Joints healed. Hey, bursitis gone. Hey, arthritis gone. Pain gone. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. All right, come in. That's all right. Come up here. Now, what happened? What happened to you? What happened? What happened to you? I know it. What happened to you?
I've been sick for a year and a half. I had a hiatal hernia.
Yes.
I had phlegm in my throat. I couldn't talk for a year.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to be a pilot, and I couldn't fly for a year and a half.
Yeah, yeah. What happened
then? And I'm healed now.
Lord, have mercy. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a praise. I said, give the Lord a praise. See, the healer.